The Juvenile Arrest Avoidance Program is made up of representatives from law enforcement and the justice system. Hillsborough County Commissioner Kevin Beckner said the program will help youth avoid an arrest record.
The most important thing of what this program does is that when the child makes that first mistake, and there's only one mistake that they're allowed to make, does not give them a permanent arrest record. They are required to do community service, so they're held accountable for their actions, but it doesn't leave that permanent mark in their life of an arrest record. And that impact of an arrest record can prevent them from going on to complete education, serving in the military, or getting a job.
The meeting was held at the University Area Community Center on North 22nd Street in Tampa, an area where some juveniles would benefit from this type of program. Tampa Police Corporal Kurt Royka said there was a trend in the type of offenses he saw in the area.
Well, as it relates to the civil citation program, the biggest thing that we're seeing, or the most that we're seeing, is with petty thefts, and most of it's wrapped around shoplifting. We want to find a way to even not have to issue civil citations, but that's going to be up to the juveniles. So how do we correct that before they get to the point of shoplifting? But shoplifting is the number one thing that we're seeing civil citations issued for.
Royka said there have been some myths associated with the program since its inception in June.
The biggest myth that we want to dispel is that there is no consequence associated with this. And what I want everybody to understand is that regardless if they're getting a civil citation or they're going to jail, everything is the same except do they go home with the parent or do they go to the JAC Center and get fingerprinted. The police officer is still going to write a report. There's still going to be consequences. They can still be handcuffed. They can still be put in the backseat of a police car. The only difference is, do they go to the JAC, get fingerprinted, where they have a criminal record for life, or do they go home to their parent and they have a chance to correct themselves without being affected for the rest of their life?
Royka also said the consequences for a juvenile shouldn't differ depending on where the offense was committed.
All of the agencies in Hillsborough County area, we're all in the same sheet of music. So if a child commits an offense, first-time misdemeanor in Plant City, he's going to get the same consequences as if he was in Temple Terrace, or if he was in Tampa, and vice versa. If he commits it in Tampa, it's the same thing he would get if he was in Temple Terrace. We worked very closely with all the agencies involved to ensure that we would all have the same program.
Willis Bowick is the founder of the Tampa Bay Black Chamber of Commerce. He said he hopes the program would help keep young African Americans out of trouble.
This program is going to be focused around the black community, because that's where most of the focus is now in the jail systems, is the black community and things. So we have to assume that that's where it's going to go at. So we have to be prepared to work on that, to not have it go in that direction.
During the question and answer portion of the meeting, St. Petersburg resident Tim McMurray asked how the Juvenile Arrest Avoidance Program set itself apart from the Nuisance Abatement Program and the Civil Citation Program set up by the Sheriff's Office. Commissioner Beckner responded.
And I think one of the important things that we need to talk about, when we were talking about the difference in diversion programs, one of the unique features around the Juvenile Arrest Avoidance Program and part of the Civil Citation Program is not having that actual arrest record and not having your fingerprints taken to be placed in the FDLE system. And so that's what we need to understand, is that this is one of the major differences here, is just not having that record present can make all the difference in the world to a child who wants to apply for higher education, wants to apply into the military, or also is seeking employment later on. So that's one of the biggest differences that we need to underscore, is just not having that actual arrest record, yet still realizing that the child is being held accountable and responsible for his or her actions.
There are 4 more informational meetings about the Juvenile Arrest Avoidance Program. They're listed on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, I'm Atisha Robinson.